Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name's Shalette. How can I help you today?
Hi, Shalette. My name is Larry Cruz. I recently signed or had you guys service my account. And I was calling because I was curious on, I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to be expecting to happen or what moves are supposed to be happening next with my account with you guys.
Okay, got it. So, Larry, give me just a moment to look over the details on your account. And
okay.
Is this for Diamond Resin Flooring LLC?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, so your Google listing is already verified. I'm looking first to see if there's any next steps for you, and then I'll just tell you what we'll be doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're already verified. It looks like the RC, let me go. Looks like they've already, oh, it's set to be optimized, and you will be posting once a week on it. And looks like they already made you a link for getting reviews. Did you receive that? In a text message?
Yeah, the tiny euro. Yeah, I got the tiny euro.
Okay, good, good. So for you, to, right now then, the main things that are going on is that we are working to, you know, to get your ranking up on the first page of Google. And in addition to that, and part of that will be the posting that we're going to do, the optimization and the posting, and it's just coupled with some time. On the other hand, Facebook ads you have with us also, and the ad, Facebook ads are already running, and so, you know, ready to bring you calls. And so that's really what you could expect. So, you know, it's a little bit of time to get on the first page of Google for most businesses, but the Facebook ads are already running.
Okay, and when you guys say you're going to do postings, what are those postings being posted on? Is it, what does that exactly mean?
Yeah, so they're going to be, they show on Google, your Google listing, and a new one was done a day ago. So have you been in the dashboard?
I just was in it like earlier, yeah. It was, I mean, I can go into it again right now.
Yeah, because I can show you, give you an idea what we're doing there, okay?
Okay, yeah, let me get into it. Okay, I'm in my homepage.
Okay, so in the homepage, go to your menu, and you'll see posts. It's at the almost at the bottom of the menu.
Got it. Five posts.
Okay, yes. So click into there, or if you're already in it, and you scroll down a little bit, you'll see one post that went out and four that are scheduled currently. They're scheduled with future dates. And basically, these are done by AI. It will go through your pictures that are on file and write a post to do with whatever pictures, and it just goes through all your pictures.
So quick question. So the like, let's scroll down, and it says 9/11/2024, and it shows the flooring, the first flooring, the wood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's being posted?
That would be, yes, that would be post. That's a post. And if you open it where it says more, you can read everything that's being said there.
Okay. So that's a little weird because that's wood flooring. I don't even do wood flooring. Like the two posts that's on here, the first and second one shows like paneling the wood flooring, which I don't do. The third one shows exactly what I do. And the fourth one and the fifth one, well, let's just go with the fourth one. The fourth one, I don't even know what that is. They're showing a pool and a wood deck again. So these posts aren't even relevant to what I do.
Okay, so let me find out where these pictures are coming from. Give me just a moment, okay? Because that's another thing is that when we see any pitch, anything on here that's already posted or even going to be posted, it can still be edited. And so we can change the picture, we can change whatever. So let's see. If these are, I mean, these are generic or stock photos. So let me look. Looking at your photos and all what we have, and there's only 7 on your account. So maybe a number of them are generic. So can you go somewhere else here? We can come back to this and change pictures, but can you go to your menu again, go to business info.
Okay, menu, business info, all right.
Okay, all right, because you're going to see, and I'm going to do the same thing, scrolling to the bottom of business info to see the pictures, the only pictures that we have on file. And I got to say, is only one or two of them actually your pictures?
Only one. No, we can go with the top one, too, but two.
Okay. Okay. So they can be deleted from here, but I can delete them from another place, too. So tell me which pictures you want deleted, and we'll make sure. And then we're going to start from there. We're going to need different pictures to post, okay?
Okay. So we'll start from the... really, we don't do flakes, so that blue, black, and white one is a no-go. Actually, you can just leave that on there because I can get into flakes. You can leave that. So pictures 1 and 2, yes, keep. Pictures 3 with the guy holding the panel, we'll call that 3, 4, 5, and 6 because those look like tiles. Those need to go.
Okay. So ultimately, I'm keeping that first one that's ending up in the cover, and then the two, one that looks like a blue streak across the floor, and the other one with a lot of colors on the floor, right?
Correct. Keep those.
So I'm removing 4 pictures. Okay. Just moving from a different place. Sure that they get used. No picture. And
I can add photos in there by just adding that plus button, right?
That's right. And so if you can add any photos there, then we can work from those. And in just a moment, I'll go back to the posts and see what you want to do about the ones that are there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's go back into the posts then. If you refresh your page, I took them out. Okay. And then.
Okay. Real quick question for you. Where it says cover photo and business photo, is that what's popping up as like the cover for my business?
You know, when it says that, actually, hold on. It's usually referring to cover photo to a website we created. In your case, we didn't create your website, so it's really just like picture number 1. But
you can change that, though, because I don't want that to be like any kind of, because that's the first thing that customers are going to see, correct?
Well, okay, so no customers come in here. And okay, cover
so no
photo.
Customers see the cover photo?
Okay, so as a cover photo, no. If we were making a website for you, then whatever it says right there would be the cover photo. But it appears that we're using your own website, right?
Okay, yes, correct.
Okay. Then the second thought is about that. However, Google can sort of choose what cover photo is going to show on Google. There's a place, you know, the Google business profile itself, it's not associated necessarily with what we say here as a cover. That was a website cover, okay? But the Google business profile, you know, if we remove these pictures off of there, it's going to choose one of the three that are left unless you tell me which one you want. We can try to put that on your Google listing to make sure it turns into a cover, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd rather that orange and gray one picture.
Okay.
Be a cover photo than any other one.
Okay, and let me just work with that for a moment. So basically, I'm taking those pictures off of Google right now, too, that you asked to remove. And
okay.
And then we'll notify Facebook, too, because they would have used the same pictures, okay?
Okay.
And then popping back on. Okay, so Google is fixed, and for now, we'll have new pitch. I mean, Google will have to catch up and update. Yeah, actually it did. Okay. It went to the picture you wanted. Okay, perfect. So, all right, so now let's look at your post. I don't know if you've added anything yet or you're going to be adding more pictures later, but let me just go
yeah,
back to the
later.
Post. Okay.
Okay, back to the post.
And I'm going there with you now, too, so let me catch up to you. Okay, so we have at least two that are scheduled for September 11th and September 4th that you want changed. Now,
correct.
It can be changed from here. Like, in other words, you don't have a different picture you want me to change it to just yet, and we have time before it's going to go out, right?
Correct.
So the question I have, you know, I can come back in here after I, you know, if I wait a couple of days and see you've put new pictures, I can come in here and change it. But I also want to show you that there's a pencil right here on each one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to change the picture yourself from here, you can too. You exit the one picture after you hit the pencil and put a new one there.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so you tell me if you want me to come back in here and look around, or if you'll probably be doing it yourself.
I'll do it myself. I can do it myself.
Okay. All right. And listen, the more pictures, the better. Anytime, and anytime you know you have one, you know you want to throw in there, it'll be good for the posting and everything else. And then also, now you're aware that if you see a post and you just don't even like what it says, you can change what it says too. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
I think that answers my questions for now then.
Okay. And I'll notify Facebook. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.